Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a schus for him, or as Echagito, Bas Rachel Esther, and Rabbi Yitzchak ben Esther, should both be zochah to bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedehem. Bracing ourselves in the Sefer Gevuros Yitzchak and Maseches Brachas and Daf Ches. It says in the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah of Brachas, Hekter chalovim ve'evar mitzvahs an ashi alam ad ha-shachar, that the burning of the fats and the limbs, the mitzvah is until alam ad ha-shachar. So the Chara would seem that the Mishnah is talking bizman haktara, that the zman haktara is yom and laila. And even though it's enough to put it on the mizbeach in order that it shouldn't become possible lina, so we know there's an isur, there's a psul lina, that if you leave it overnight, it becomes possible. But in the Chedushe, Rabbi Arye Leib, in Chelek Beis, Simen Chof Dalet, he explains that after zman haktara, you don't have haktara of a karbon. And it's not haktaras emurim of the karbon, but it's haktara of the emurim. That haktaras emurim is a kiyum haktara. That haktaras emurim, that's a kiyum haktara in the karbon, is only on that day. B'yom ekrivo azivcha. Afterwards, so if you have the Evarim, Barosh Hashem Mizbeach, and then the dawn falls, enters. So you're not no longer going to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Haktaras HaKarban. It's not going to be a din in Haktar of a Karban. Because that's the din of Haktaras Karban that it has to be until the morning. But Haktara, as long as it's not Lamata Menam Mizbeach, can be done even afterwards, as long as all night it was Barosh HaShalom, as long as when it was Amar HaShachar it was Barosh HaMizbeach. And that's what it means, Hekter Chalav Veivar Mitzvah San HaShalom HaShachar. That the mitzvah of being Maktir, the Chalav Veivarim, is until Amar HaShachar. So that would seem to be the pshat of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is talking about the Zman Haktara. That the Zman Haktara is Yom V'Layla. And the Rosh Hashem Mizbeach just helps that there's going to be no psulina. However, Rashi in Dibur Maslom Mitzvasan writes that Lahalos, he writes Lahalos Kol HaLayla Ve'einan Nifsalin Belina Achi Yala Amar HaShachar. The mitzvah is to be malad on the mizbeach, and they're only possible belina at Amar HaShachar, and it's lamata min hamizbeach. So according to Rashi, the Mishnah is talking about the psul lina, that you have to be malit kodim lalas hashachar, that it shouldn't be psul lina, and it's not talking about the mitzvah of haktara. So we thought that it's talking about the mitzvah of haktara. The mitzvah of haktara is all night, and then in order to save it from lina, from a psul lina, you put up a Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach at dawn, before dawn, and then there's no psul lina. But the mitzvah is talking about the mitzvah of haktara. The Mishnah is talking about the mitzvah of haktara. Aber from Rashi is like Nishtazoi. From Rashi we see not like that. That Rashi holds that the Mishnah is talking about is not to be over on the Psul Lina. They have to be mal of them before Amar HaShachar. And according to Rashi, that it says in the Mishnah, Hekter Chalav Veivarim, even though we're talking about the Inyan of Ha'alah and not Haktara, we could explain based on Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi that ain lina mo'elis, that lina saves it, Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach saves it from ain lina mo'elis. Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, that if the Evarim are in Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, then there's no Lina. That's not Midin Kiddush Mizbeach. It's not that the Mizbeach was Mekadosh the Evarim. Rather, it's a Din Ha'alah La'Haktara. That the Ha'alah is considered the beginning of the Haktara. And it's considered that the Haktara was done. And after the Haktara was done, it's no longer a Pasul B'Lina. And that's what it means when it says in the Mishnah, Hekter chalovim ve'ivarim mitzvosan ad shiyale amud hashachar. Tzono lomar, that with that you put it on the Mizbeach, lehaktara, you were just malid onto the Mizbeach for the Haktara, that is already considered the beginning of the Haktara. That's considered Haktara before Amud HaShachar. And therefore, it's not possible, Lina. So what's the Pshat in Rashi that when it says in the Mishnah, Hekter chalovim ve'ivar mitzvos and Hashem Amud HaShachar? According to Rashi, it's not talking about mitzvah Haktara. No, but Halah is the beginning of the mitzvah Haktara. And therefore, there's no psul Lina. So it's talking about the Halah, that's the beginning of the Haktara. But we have to understand why Rashi explains that that it says mitzvah and Ashi Elam and Ashachar is talking about the psulina and not the Inyan Akhtar itself. Rashi in Dibur HaMaschik De LaHarchik writes, why do you have to eat it by Chatzos? Kidei Shelo Yavo LaOchel Anachar Amar HaShachar V'Yischayiv Karis, in order that you don't come to eat it after Amar HaShachar and Bichayev Karetz Chas V'Shalom. Frekt Rabbi Kiva Eger, why does Rashi not say the reason that you won't say, I still have time, and the time is going to pass like Kriyat Shema? Why is the Chashash? Why is the obligation to eat to the carbon by Chatzos? Because it might pass Amar HaShachar, and then there's going to be, a person might eat it, and then be over on a Karetz. I have a more simple reason. He's going to say, I have time. And then the time is going to pass. And he's going to miss out on the mitzvah of eating his carbon. So why do we say, and the time is going to pass, just like Kriyat Shema? That's what we say about Kriyat Shema. And says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that Rashi is coming to explain why Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold there's a hacharka by Kriyat Shema. And by Achilas Kotshim, it's mashma that he doesn't argue. Therefore, Rashi explains that Achilas Kotshim is more chamor, because the person is liable to be over v'kum v'asei and eat achar zmanoi and be over at an iser kares. Mash enkein b'kriyishma, that's a bitul mitzvah b'shev v'al taseh. There we're not concerned. There Rav Gamliel is not concerned. So Rav Gamliel is only concerned with the time passing and being over in Isser Kares. But Kriyashma is different. Kriyashma is no Kares. Kriyashma is just Bittul Mitzvah Sheva Al Tasa. There's no Gzeru to do it by Chatzos. And according to this, it would appear that we can say that Rashi is coming to explain why by Hekter Evarim we did a Siyag, even according to Rabban Gamliel. And therefore Rashi says that it's not in order, we don't make this siyag is because we're afraid that the person is not going to be mekayim the mitzvah's essay of haktara when he's makter at la'achar zman. But rather explains Rashi because it's going to become pasul belina. And when he's going to be makter it, he's going to be over on haktaras psulim v'kum v'asei. So Rashi is coming to explain why are we concerned why is there a siyag by Hekder Evarim even according to Rabban Gamliel. The answer is it's not in order to do it at the right time, because then that's the same as Kriyat Shema. Rabban Gamliel doesn't hold of such a siyag, but rather there's going to be a psulina and then afterwards he's going to be makter psulim b'kum v'asei. So you see the yisod that Rashi is concerned, according to Rabban Gamliel is concerned, according to Rashi, of being over v'kum v'asei. And even though Rashi writes that the Hekter Chalovim, the Chachamim didn't make a siyag until Chatzos, the Beis Halaivi in Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Daled writes that even according to Rashi, they made a siyag behaktaras evarim at chatzos. Only haktaras chalavim they didn't make a siyag. And the Mishnah said hektar chalavim ve'evarim because of the siyag in haktaras evarim. Ktara Sevarim, Zachatos, look there in the Beis Halevi. And since the Mishnah wrote Hekter Evarim, because of the Siag of Hekter Evarim, and the Siag, according to Rabbi Gamliel, is only Alts Psul Lina, therefore Rashi says that the Mishnah is talking about a case where it's going to be Pasul Belina, that the concern is that it's going to be Pasul Belina and not Zman Haktara, because the Zman Haktara is the Kumbaseh. There Rabbi Gamliel doesn't make a Siag, but the Siag is because there'll be a Psul Lina, and then afterwards there's going to be Haktara B'Psul. It'll be Kumbaseh. Even though one could obviously make a chiluk between the Haktar of the Evarim and the eating of the Kachim Lachazman. Leaving the Kachim Lachazman was a Karis. Haktar of Evarim Lachazman is not a Karis. But Akoparim, they're both Kumvases. So here we have a Mahaluch in Rashi, according to Rabbi Gamliel, that Rashi is coming to explain Rabbi Gamliel. Why he says there's a siag by Evarim, Haktarasam, and by Chilas Kachim. And the reason is, and not by Kriyashma. And the reason is because we're afraid a person's going to be over Vakum Vaseh after this man. We continue by going a little bit back, where when Gamliel says, "Ad she'alam ha'shachar," that a person can say Shema until Amid ha'shachar. The Mishnah in Megillah and Daf Chof Amid Beis says, "Ze'akal davar she'mitzvos kol ha'layla kasher kol ha'layla," and in the Gemara we say, "La'asuyei mai, la'asuyei achilas psachim kasher kol ha'layla." So why we have to understand? Does it not say "La'asuyei kriyash mishal arvis"? That Zman is Kol HaLayla Ad She'alam HaShachar, because we pass like Rabbi Gamliel. Say Kriyashma. And in the Mishnah there, it says that Kol HaLayla is Kasher LaHekter Chalav VeEvarim. But why doesn't it say also that they're Nechol Kol HaLayla? Now in our Mishnah it says Hekter Chalav VeEvarim Mitzvos Ad She'alam HaShachar Chol Nechol Miyom Echol Mitzvos Ad She'alam HaShachar. So the Haktara is Ad She'alam HaShachar, and the Nechon Liom Echad is Ad She'alam HaShachar. So why do Chacham say until Chatzos to be Machak a person from Aveira? And Rashi says that by Hekter Chalavim Veivarim that it says here, the Chachamim didn't say Ad Chatzos, and we only say Ad Chatzos to tell you. And the only reason it says Hekter Chalav Mevarmi is not to tell you about the Siyag of Ad Chatzos, says Rashi, but rather to tell you that something that's Noeg Balayla is Kasher Kol HaLayla. And Rashi continues that that's what we learned in the Mishnah in the second parak of Megillah. Kol HaLayla Kasher L'Ktziras HaOmer U'LaHekter Chalavim. So according to this we can say that that's why in the Megillah, in Maseches Megillah, we didn't mention the Ne'echolim, that the mitzvah is all night, because even though Menat Torah it's Nechol all night, Midrabanan it's only until Chatzos. Bekelchav Mevarim, even Midrabanan, Pashtus and Rashi, both of them, even Midrabanan, Zmanan's Kol HaLayla. Now Rabbeinu Yonah understands that according to Rabbi Gamliel, they made a siyag not to read Kriya Shema after Chatzos. On the Chamim hold that even B'dievet a person isn't Yotze after Chatzos. And Rabbi Gamliel holds that, but the Ebedi Ziyatze Kol HaLayla, but still a Chatchila you should read before Chatzos. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, we can say that that's why the Gemara doesn't say La'asuye Kriyash Meshal Arvis. That when it says Kol Davrishim Mitzvah, so Kol HaLayla, Kosher Kol HaLayla, and the Gemara says La'asuye Achilas Psochim, why doesn't it say La'asuye Kriyash Meshal Arvis? And the answer is because min haTorah in achinami zmanos kol alayla, But midrabanan, you're only allowed to read Kriya Shema until Chatzos. Now Tosis in Psachim and Daf Kuf Chaf Amid Beis writes that Hekter Chalavim Veivarim, there's also a siyag that a person has to do the Haktar until Chatzos, not like Rashi. And yet the Mishnah still says Hekter Chalavim Veivarim amongst those that are mitzvahs and Kol HaLaila. So you see that it doesn't bother us that midrabanan you can't do it all night. So then why don't we say that Zeh HaKlal Kol Dei Rishonim Tzos HaKol HaLaila Karsha Kol HaLaila is coming to Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, where Min HaTorah you're allowed to do it all, Kriya Shema Shel Arbis, where Min HaTorah you're allowed to do it all night. Now Rabbeinu Yonah writes that L'chatchila the mitzvah Kriya Shema is Miad B'tzeis HaKochavim, and you shouldn't do any melacha, and even to be Yoshev Batal a person's not allowed. And according to him we can say that the Tan and Megillah only mention those things that are Ksherim L'chatchila Kol Hayom V'Kol HaLaila. And just meaning this reason Makdimin, you should do them immediately. Like Rashi says there in Megillah, the Ramas of Kol Hayom Kasher. But Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, since L'chatchila, not just the din is reason, L'chatchila, the Zman is Miyad V'Tzeis HaKochavim, therefore we don't want to mention Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, because there L'chatchila, the din is to do it immediately. Unlike the other ones mentioned, where there's no din lechatchila to do it immediately, you can do it also later. Except midin's reason, a side din. Now, the Karen Ora, The Karen Ora explains that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, that you have to read it immediately at Tzeis HaKochavim is not because lechatchila you have to read it immediately, but you have to read it at Tzeis HaKochavim mitam siyag. And since it's only mitam siyag, so then why don't we say that Zeh HaKlal Kol Davar Shemitzvos Kol HaLaila Kasher Kol HaLaila is coming to include Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, because just like Hekter Chalavim Veivarim is a siyag, and we mention it in the Mishnah, so too, by Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, it also should be included in the Mishnah, because it's a siyag. It's not because it's a din lechatchila to read it immediately, but it's a siyag that a person shouldn't miss the time. So it should be mentioned just like, or at least alluded to, just like Hekter Chalavim Veivarim. So it would seem that the Mishnah is only enumerating those things that mitzvahs and balayla. Mashenkein Kriya Shema, the mitzvah is not balayla. It's talib izman shchiva. And that's something else. Now the Turei Evin asked this kasha, how come we don't mention Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? And he explains, because later on, in Daf Ches, Rashbi holds that even after Amar HaShachar, one could read Shema until Netzachem, even though it's day, because there's still people who are lying down at that moment, at that time, it's still considered B'Shachbucha, and we paskin like Rashbi. And therefore, the Zman is not all night, it's even past the night. And therefore, it's not mentioned in the Mishnah amongst those whose mitzvah is all night. So we have some ha'aris into this first Mishnah and brachas, and we should be zochah to continue. Lilmod l'lamid lishma v'las l'kaimis kol divrei salma torah. Amen, amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.